Have you ever wondered if God really cares about you and the world at large? With all the suffering and pain that's going on, believing that God exists and that He cares can be a tough concept to get your head around. We'll take a deeper look at this topic on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We recently received a great question from one of our listeners that went like this. If God is fair, just, and loving, why is there so much suffering in the world? I want to believe in His goodness, but the injustices of life have convinced me that if He does exist, He must not care very much about what goes on in this world. Just recently, my neighbor, a good and generous man, lost his little girl in a collision with a drunk driver. As fate, or God, would have it, the drunk driver survived the accident unscathed. As I'm sure you realize, this is not an isolated incident. How can things like this happen so often if God is the loving creator Christians make Him out to be? The first thing you need to know is that many others have wrestled with this difficult question. We're not just talking about atheists, skeptics, or detractors of Christianity. We're referring to some of the greatest saints in history. These people were heroes of the faith. They staked their entire lives on the grace and goodness of God. Several biblical authors were included in their number. Take the prophet Jeremiah, for instance. Like you, Jeremiah had days when he seriously questioned the justice and fairness of God. "Why does the way of the wicked prosper?" he cried out in a moment of intense confusion and anguish. The psalmists also complained of apparent iniquities in the Lord's administration of human affairs. "I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men." That's Psalm 73. Perhaps the most extensive and best-known scriptural treatment of this problem is found in the book of Job. Like your neighbor, Job was a blameless and upright man. In spite of this, he experienced terrible sufferings, and God allowed it to happen. Was that fair? Was it just, loving, and kind of the Creator to stand aside and let this avalanche of tragedy and pain come crashing down on the head of a good man? This is the question the rest of the book seeks to address. The remarkable thing is that the question never receives a direct answer. In fact, when God finally speaks to Job out of the whirlwind, He treats the question as if it's beside the point. Justice is not the issue. He seems to say, life in a fallen world can never be fair. It's not about balancing the scales or getting your just deserts. We'd all be in trouble if it were. On the contrary, it's about relationship. It's a matter of clinging desperately to the hand of someone who, while he is obviously neither safe nor predictable, is unquestionably trustworthy and good. The ultimate key to this puzzle is not found in Job or Jeremiah or the Psalms. It comes to us in the good news of the gospel. In the final analysis, God does not resolve the problem of unjust human suffering by explaining it. Instead, He enters into it. In the person of Jesus Christ, He experiences what it's like to be unfairly accused, arrested, tried, condemned, beaten, reviled, spat upon, and put to death. He takes upon Himself the burden of our anguish and pain. He drinks the cup to its dregs. In so doing, He demonstrates His love for us and sends us this unmistakable message. The answer to the question with which you're wrestling can't be discovered by means of theological rationalization. The answer to your question is Jesus. You may want to explore some more resources available from Focus on the Family. One in particular is called When God Doesn't Make Sense. Log on to safamily.co.za to shop online or call 031-716-3300 for more assistance. Our prayer is that you will find peace in knowing that God wants a relationship with you through the good and the bad. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.